Blog Talk Radio.
That you would like to know that I would do anything just to make your dreams, just to make your dreams come true.
Love hearing that at the end of our show. And I heard from a little bird that this song is especially from our dear friend Cowboy in Dinarland. And I'm getting a little feedback on the show. I'm wondering if we have a muted button that needs to be pushed or something. Oh, that sounds like we got it. Thank you. From our dear friend Cowboy, who is one of our wonderful friends in Dinar Chronicles and Dinar Land, and we're just going to give a family shout out to all of our beautiful light workers who are providing for us every piece of information and support and help as we bring in these freedom and prosperity programs. So thank you from the Blog Talk Girls, dear family. Welcome, everyone. I can hardly contain myself. I'm so excited to be here with you. So, before we get ahead of ourselves and kiss on each other's faces, I'm going to stand outside, and we're going to do our pillars. It's very windy here in Georgia, so bear with me. Oh, wow. So we're going to stand up, stand in the light, even if you're inside, and create and visualize and feel your own individual pillar of light. Light up the beautiful blue diamond in your mind, the beautiful pink diamond in your heart, and the white diamond in your solar plexus. And feel these diamonds brilliant and connected in your own pillar of light that's you, your individual sparkle, which is key to this whole thing. Then reach down with your pillar of light into the core of Mother Earth. Connect with her pillar and feel her love come up to nourish you and love you and thank you for your service. And then join up and reach your pillar up through your crown. Grab hands with Mother and Father God, your higher self, your twin flame, your family who adores you. And then with a breath, expand your pillar to encompass all your light worker family across the globe. Feel their pillars as one, bright and sparkling. And shine all the way bright from the heart of hearts. And we are one forever. Okay, back out of the wind. All right. So we're going to have a very special decree today. It was going to be stated from our beloved family member, Anna, who I wish I could have her accent for all my life. It's so beautiful. But the prayer is called, the decree is called the Prayer of Surrender. It's by our friend, Master El Moria. And I just had a question, so I'm going to go out of line and I'm going to ask Michael a question. I hope he lets me do that, because this word surrender has a load to it in this place, and we're going to drop that. And will and surrender and all those things we've been told and mistold and truths and mistruths, and I think I'm going to be able to really anchor this prayer of surrender with this family. You would, Michael, speak a little bit about will and surrender, help bring us clarity and truth, and then I think we're going to be able to really anchor this prayer for this call and this family. Do you mind if I say, hey, brother, come on in?
Hi, Meg. Hi, everybody. It is Archangel Michael. You can call me Michael. We are excited to be with you today. We are beaming. You are surrounded with such an incredible amount of loving attention on this call. Meg, we can see your pillars of light so easily. The one you each make, you are brilliantly shining now, each and every one of you. It doesn't matter what your daily life you think looks like, your light is seen and felt by us. You are spectacular. And I like your question, Meg, on will and surrender, because I would like to clear that up. There have been a lot of questions about will and surrender. In the higher dimensions, we also humbly, joyfully look forward with all of our heartfelt awareness, our own consciousness, to connecting with God, all that is. The unexplainable divinity that is Mother and Father as Supreme Creator, as God, we join with them intentionally all the time. I've explained to you, we are also always expanding. At the edge of our own expansion is particularly where we ensure that we are aligned with God. Yes, we are already of God. Yes, you are. But what you have endured on the surface of Earth, what you have endured in this very dense, dangerous, so often painful extended experience on Earth has left you altered in ways you perhaps cannot even perceive yet. Rather than having to get out a shovel and find them all, when you, with loving humility and a genuine heart, ask your will be God's will, that of your I am presence, that of God, it isn't a declaration that you are separate from God. It is the declaration that you are of God. And regardless of any experience you have had, any temporary lessons that have weighed upon your joy, the declaration, the invitation to make your will God's and God's yours is the honored prayer we ourselves do. It is claiming we know who we are and we only want to move, think, feel, do, say from that oneness with the pure loving light that is us, that lives us, that we live. It is a privilege to have experiences and free will and have these adventures. And throughout it all, the only difference is that we in the higher dimensions have not only no issue saying, may my will be God's will this day. We look forward to it. It feels to us a sacred gift to even be able to declare it. So, yes, when we have given you in your recent training, especially your prosperity and freedom training, many, many opportunities to look at your will and to surrender to God's will. Don't let those words mess with your head. Your heart knows this one. It is your invitation to grace. And the humility, the divine humility to say, I don't even see all I've been through, but I do know this. My will is God's will, and God's will is my will. And then you move from there, not to prove it. It needs not be proven. It will, with your surrender, this divine will that is yours as God's, is God's, as you, will move you. Thanks for asking, Meg. I pass the talking stick back to you, and we are all looking from the decks of the ships and the dimension that isn't even a breath away from you. With our love, we are all here together. The talking stick is yours, Meg.
Oh, Michael, thank you for that. And we're going to turn this right into our beloved Anna, who is going to bring these beautiful words of our brother El Moria into this place. Welcome, Anna.
Thank you, Meg.
She is healing. Yes, wonderful. Hey, Anna, so glad you're with us.
Hey, Meg. It's so lovely to hear your voice. And before I even start, thank you very much, Archangel Michael, for your information and all that beautiful explanation. I love it. That's really going to help set this prayer. With further ado, the Prayer of Surrender by Master El Moria. Beloved Father, Mother God, into the hands I commend my being. Use my love, my thoughts, and my life in selfless service to Thee. Release from me all that hinders the fulfillment of my holy purpose and ascension. Teach me to be kind in the ways of the Brotherhood of Light. Direct and establish my life stream in ways that, daily and hourly, my true identity in God becomes my reality. Beloved God Presence, I am. Eternal Father, Mother God, may the covenant I made with Thee be totally fulfilled. May I live my life to feel Your love, to see Your light. May Your will manifest on earth as it is in heaven. Into Thee hands I surrender my being, that through me God be glorified in all things. And so be it, beloved I am.
So be it. I'm putty, Anna. How beautiful. Oh, love. I'm going to say love from now on, just like that. Love. Oh, chills, Anna, beloved, sweet sister. Thank you. What a lovely place to bring these words in. Okay. Well, let me just do a little, you know, formal intro to the show. We Google it that. So our show today is called Archangel Michael and, of course, and he's going to and explain that for us. Welcome. Welcome, welcome. So Michael's going to come today again, yay us, to share tips on achieving immediate healing, release from pain, wisdom in action, and activation of miracle. And when I read that, I was on the edge of my seat. I can't wait to hear what he has to say. So you can follow us, of course, on our Blog Talk Channel panel call. We are excited that this is the beginning of our reenactment of our shows. We're going to have them every Saturday at 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time until further notice. So that's exciting. And after the call, whatever master is coming to join us and share their teachings and their love will be a message from that master following the call in the next few days in our New Earth Times newsletter. So if you're not already receiving our New Earth Times newsletter, go to the website whoneedslight.org and you will see a sign-up button at the top of the page. Just sign up there with your email and you will receive notifications of our shows as well as the master teachings that follow our Blog Talk call. And, of course, the website is very big and full and fun, so play around on there. There's lots of channeled messages and past editions of our newsletter, so free to ramble at your own. Our Facebook page is Who Needs Light. We'll also announce our shows and messages on the Facebook page. All right, let's see. Well, before we start, I'm going to do a personal thank you. And I know I speak for Catherine and Christine and our larger family. Thank you so much for your donations. Also, of course, thank you always for sending your letters of love and encouragement and your questions, which is such an open-hearted way to connect with us. And your donations, I just have to say, literally keep us alive. I just got back from New York visiting Catherine and Christine, and we had our sisters there, Anna and Teresa, as well. We were celebrating Christine's birthday. And every time I visit, this is my fourth or fifth visit up there, and every time I go, I'm reminded that they are 24/7 creating high-dimensional life there that I'm privileged to expand in every time I go. But let me tell you, folks, it is 24/7. It is every breath, every second, every moment. When they think they sleep, they're still working, as we all are. And it's the highest level that I've experienced of transmuting and transducing of our experience here and anchoring love and light and ushering in the new golden era. The prosperity programs, the Nasara, Gasara, the landings, all of it is tied together in this manifestation of the true reality of our love and light in God's will. And they are on it all the time. So your donations enable them to do this work at such a level. And know that you are intricately involved in the expansion that happens in that house, literally. You're part of the community. You're part of every grace they experience, and we all do. Not separate one iota. So thank you from my heart to yours, and I know from Catherine's and Christine's to yours. Thank you so much. And these programs are a way for them to share all the wonderful things that go on in this expansion and to share with us what we're all already a part of. So that's why I look forward to every Blog Talk call, because I get to hear all the fun, intricate details about what I'm already a part of, but maybe just don't know out loud yet. So
yes,
thank you so much.
Thanks from us.
Yes.
Thank you, Meg.
Yes, thank you, thank you, of course. So with that, I think I'm just going to open up and welcome our beloved Catherine and Christine and pass the talking stick to Christine. I know she wants to talk a little bit about her beautiful family of light workers. So how about I just pass it directly to Christine and let her talk, and we'll go from there. Welcome, family.
Thanks, Meg. Man, it's good to feel everybody. We are super excited. Yeah, we're super excited. It's just so good to hear your voice on the show, Meg. It is so very good. You have a way of speaking that soothes us all, and I think that lightworkers can use a little soothing right about now.
Amen.
Hang on, everybody. Hold hands. I was just, even myself, I was laughing because with the first channeling that came through, it felt like, even I channel every day, but it felt like the pipes were rusty. And then Michael brought all this energy suddenly. And I haven't been, I always know it's him. My agreement with the masters is they always bring me their fifth dimensional higher energy so that I can always know for sure inside me. That's just the way my channeling works. Who it is. And so, Michael, I've been doing a lot of my work on faith, like we all have recently, right? We've been working from faith. And by the way, when we work from our faith, we get the most done. So that little tidbit right there should make a lot of shiny light workers feel better about bumpy life right now. So I was like, but I was like, Michael, what was that? Suddenly a blast of energy, and I was whoo. And he goes, oh, just tell them the truth. Just tell them how everything feels. This is family. It's not like a family. This is family. So just tell it like you always do, like around here on the homestead and in the extended family. But it is how we've all been feeling. I mean, I look out across countless times a day, reaching for you all, calling you all, checking on you, as you do each other and me and us. And I see, I mean, we've talked about being plum tuckered before, but now, Catherine said to me this morning, so lovingly, I don't think I've ever seen you like this. I feel like an old kitchen rag that needed to be replaced a while ago. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We are doing it. We are completely successful. This is what it looks like. I didn't know that's what it would be. I thought it would have much more to do with a beach. And such things. But turns out we are an enormous success. And the fulfillment of our shared mission, our personal ascension, and the restoration of light on Earth is guaranteed. But I want to say done. And that doesn't mean yet. You know, I don't have to explain this to you. You're all very seasoned, mature, steady, steadfast, loyal, loving light workers. But we got to let each other know how it really is so that we can support each other and so that we don't make up ideas because it looks a certain way that we're not doing a spectacular job. We are. All right. And, this is super fun. Well, let me give you some transmuting first. Transmuting report. Transmuters, you're working your butts off. Never have you worked harder. and accomplished more. We are not spinning our wheels. And yes, a lot of us are pretty fried. Literally, our nervous systems are fried. And you know, even within transmuting, which is through our own deep and profound personal experience, feeling something that has been a miscreation in our life or on earth, and feeling that, honestly, looking at it, and returning it to love. It is in the smallest decisions and feelings and intentions that we transmute. It is deciding that instead of criticizing, we are patient. Or when someone needs honest feedback, to give it in a way that will land to them as truth and love. So in that way, there's no set formula. We all know what it is, and all of us are doing it. And the ones that are on the big-time teams doing it, first of all, thank you for your quiet, necessary service. I always see you. You are never alone. Thank you so much for your devotion and your choice to keep going, no matter what. We are full out transmuting still, and right now it's kind of in this place where we're holding a bright, wide zone open for the Freedom and Prosperity programs to be able to go. Worldwide event that is scheduled by the Company of Heaven that will affect every life on earth and leads to so much more. Disclosure of our benevolent galactic family.
Yes.
And full, known by all, tangible daily living of the new golden era. So, even though we are working harder than we ever have, you are never, ever, ever, not just not alone because of your beautiful ascended teams, but we are here with you as you are with us. You can call out on the inner planes, Christine! Oh, we'll be there in 1 second. I call for you too. You can ask around here. I call you all the time. And work together. You can say to the team through your heart, I call the higher selves and the incarnated presence of my fellow transmuters. And I am working on transmuting shame right now. And I call you all to assist. And we do, and we will. It is actual. And it is not one of our privilege. All of us can do that. And that will help you feel the truth of how connected you are. Not just above, but on the surface too. You are understood. Now, we're going to do something else to help out with this. I've had a small and mighty team we have that quietly does actions, spiritual actions that the Company of Heaven give us. Just like the enlightened politicians that are preparing Nasara and Gasara, or the light-filled bankers, you bet there's such a thing, that are preparing each day training and preparation for God's prosperity to flood the planet through their healing institutions. Not quite healed yet. We're all a work in progress, aren't we? So, just as they have tasks, so we're the spiritual team, right? And we get spiritual actions. So one that we had recently, for example, so often, I mean, why I have put in my request that it doesn't necessarily have to go like this, but they wake me up in the middle of the night And they say, okay, a spiritual action. And I simply follow the instructions given to me by Sananda, Archangel Michael, the Council of Light. And then I reach out to the team through an email and say, we are being asked to do this action. If you feel called, please join. Now, it's very simple. It's what you're already doing as the brilliant light worker you are, as the brilliant starseed, as the brilliant human being. So now we're just going to do it together more. And we're calling our team the This Story Ends in Glory Spiritual Action Team. So the most recent action we had is they wake me up in the middle of the night and they say, all right, you are going to go into this room, but please first, well, they say, you're already in this room and you're doing an action. So please gather the team around. So Sananda gave us the instructions. We followed them. It ended up making a circle with those members on the team through their heart knowing and loving intention. Together we formed a circle. In the center of that circle, we put a room that we didn't know where it is or who's in it, but we were asked to put this room that is a real room on earth with real, frankly, real cabal leaders were in this room. And we were asked to keep this room. So we put the room, and the next thing we put was a big circle of the very special peace angels. Then we as a family of light in this dimension, through our shared instructions from Sananda on the email, in our heart, made a circle through our living imagination around the peace angels, around the room. Then we were told, oh, here come benevolent, high-dimensional galactic peace beings representing many systems through the Galactic Federation of Light in this case. And they made a circle around us. So we had humans and above and below and everybody. And we focused on peace. That's all we did. We formed a container of peace and love around this room. Now it gets interesting. Everyone was given one of the 13 healed human angel chakras, which represents a conscious living sacred flame, and different members embodied that in the circle, thereby bringing in that consciousness and energy, always all overlighted by a master we all recognize, not just in name, but in feeling, Archangel Michael, Sananda, Father God. So this was overlighted by Sananda, and we did it for many days. And in fact, those that participated so intentionally did it. They are now an ambassador beacon of these great sacred flames, as so many of you know. So that's the kind of thing we do. So if that sounds like a good time to you, you are needed. It's time we take our actions bigger, wider, deeper. And through this transition, because this whole prosperity thing, that's really the kickoff, right? That's the end of nothing. That's the beginning of the Saint Germain party. Okay, so we're going to be together, operate on faith. If you're interested, go ahead and email Catherine at kemay@aol.com. Oh, and the heading, make it something like team, or join the team, or join the action team, or my favorite, this story ends in glory, spiritual action team. Okay, so that's what I wanted to tell you all. And they can see here, I often cry because I see how you just keep going. You don't complain. You have been stretched in all areas of living, financial, exhaustion, body, emotional, and you just keep digging deeper and finding a way to shine the light, which means in the face of all that, you just decide, all right, I don't even trust myself sometimes right now, but I know what this is. I know why I'm here. I know God. Somebody help, but I'm sticking it. So thank you. You are seen and appreciated, and I love you with my whole heart. Meg, the tucking stick is yours.
Hoo-wee!
Thank you, Christine. I feel like we're tossing this big old light bulb back and forth like we all do with each other all around the planet. Thank you so much. Oh, that was so great to hear. I know people are like, oh, she sees me. I just couldn't see them. Well, Catherine, I would love to hear your voice. Come and love on.
Hi, Meg.
What you got? Hey.
Oh, I am here just all ears. I mean, I love listening to you. I love listening to Christine. Well, I'm going to bring some stories from the homestead and some new information for folks about what we've been talking about. And I also want to really connect with everybody who's listening and talk with them about the letters they've been sending and the thoughts they've sent to us. But first, I'm going to pass the talking stick to our dear friends who are here, Anna and Teresa, and they're going to give you a little glimpse of homestead life here. And then after they've given their observations and feelings, then they can send the talking stick back to me and I'll tell a few stories.
Here you go, Anna.
Hi, guys. This is Anna again. Oh, my gosh. What has been the opportunity to be here at the Hostin? It's just been wonderful. I see as an opportunity or a vision to see how it's going to be in the future on the new golden age, where we were able to have the opportunity to choose to do the things that we really love and wanted to do, which is just be surrounded with the people that resonate our frequency, just the people that really make us happy, not the things that we must do and we should be doing. So this gave me an opportunity to be here with them and just be in love and exercise love and choosing light with them. So that's what it's been for me, the opportunity to really be able to focus all day and night long, my spiritual, my growth, and just being feeling more in depth within me, what I'm really are. It's just been, and it is still, a wonderful feeling. And I just can't imagine how things going to be going forward, especially when the total golden new age are here, and the amount of people and friends that are going to be sharing all this love and frequency is going to be expanded and multiply all over the world. This is just going to be amazing. So, yes, this is wonderful, guys. Oh, my gosh. Love you all. I'm passing the stick to my dear friend Teresa. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Anna, that was beautiful. Hello, everyone. I'm Teresa. And I am in such presence of being loved and the gift of what love truly is. Sometimes we don't even know we're being loved, but being loved is the most important thing. We just need to truly understand we have the choice to accept this. I don't want to say a lot because what has been the biggest thing for me in this visit has been the understanding of what Michael is going to discuss about and. It is a miracle for me. And I know when you hear him explain this, you will understand this miracle. You will understand who you are, how it looks, and it will change your life, and you will become present to the love that is more than you would have ever imagined in this world. And the love that is to be even more present to will blow our minds. That's all I really have to say right now. I love you all. I feel you all. Catherine and Christine are just beyond words to explain to you the love and the stand in life for us all to be where we are and where we are going. It is amazing. It is incredible. It is a measure of love I had never imagined in my life. And I am so grateful, and I love you all.
Wow. This is Catherine. Oh, my goodness. And I'm going to follow all of this with what?
Catherine!
Oh, thank you, Anna and Teresa. Tears. Yes, tears all around. Well, I hope what I'm going to bring you will just fit right in with what they have all been saying, like the crossword puzzle they've been doing on the dining room table. We each have a piece, and we each have to bring our piece to get this whole picture. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about what it's felt like the last couple of weeks here. They're all going, uh-oh. But this show is about us being back. We're back, we're ready to hit the ground, and we love that the Company of Heaven has given us a schedule so we know what we're going to be doing in the coming weeks. And that's really exciting. So Christina's talked to you about transmuting and transmuting sickness and what it's like to be a transmuter and so on. But what we really want to do now is to find a way to help support all of you light workers. Each of us together, we're working very hard on this now here at home because the challenges are really big now. And we need each other. And we've been more and more aware of this as the days go by. We cling to each other and gain strength from each other. And we want to help create that for all of you. And I think the action, the Story Ends in Glory spiritual action team is going to be a great way for people to connect with each other. And I'm going to make an offer. Christine's going, uh-oh. We do have the option to have a chat room on our show. And I'm going to offer to just have one show where we can have the chat room open and let people communicate with each other. Maybe we'll have a few minutes during the show where we can let people talk to each other because that makes a really nice connection. We're not going to use it all the time because it can be very distracting. So we'll just have a special time when we can all get together in the chat room. So that'll be it coming up. So about this transmuting thing. Christine was describing to you about how when you're transmuting, you really have to feel the issue, the world issue, the personal issue, the global issue within yourself. You have to experience it within your own personal life. And then you go from there. It helps you to feel empathy for others. It helps you to really look deeply into yourself And, of course, the hardest part is to be completely honest with yourself first about all the places where you still find elements of the program or elements of qualities in yourself that you really wish you hadn't just seen. And then when we approach it and look straight at it and just say, oh, my gosh, I just did that. And usually it's I just did that to somebody else, and I'm really sorry that I said that, or I'm very sorry that my energy was so pushy or aggressive or uncomfortable. Now, we're getting pretty subtle here. So I'm encouraging everybody to, you know, this is not just when you punch somebody in the nose with your fist. This is about monitoring so closely your own energy and the energy of the people around you. And that is the most loving thing you can do, is to really identify where are they, what do they need, what are they feeling, what can I do to make a deep connection. And that deep connection is a moment-to-moment experience. And when you do that, it feels, you feel what Anna was describing. Like, this is love like I've never felt it before. And like Teresa said, we have to come out of ourselves enough to include ourselves in the love. And when you do that, it's so freeing. So we were laughing, Christine and I were laughing earlier this morning. With all this transmuting, a lot of what I've been doing is about shame and doubt and turning your energy on others when you wish you hadn't, that kind of thing, personal experiences, and experiencing love at the same time, and reaching out to the people in the family around me to say, okay, I'm walking through this. I see you. I'm here with you. We can do this. That's what we say to each other. We're doing this. So interesting that both of us sort of confessed this morning, wow, I'm feeling nervous. I don't know if I'm capable of channeling. I don't know if I'm rusty. Like Christine said, I'm very rusty. This is Catherine. I'm feeling rusty. So when Christine, I was laughing because, of course, we always see others better than we see ourselves. So Christine's saying, I'm nervous about public channeling. I just laugh because she, you know, of course, it's genuine. She wants to bring pure, accurate messages from the masters. And it's hard when you're exhausted or you're in pain, or, you know. But during the day here, we're seeing a tremendous change in the way things are happening. The veil is thinning, it must be, because all of us are talking to our higher selves, the masters, and we sort of take it for granted. In family meetings, Christine says, well, Sananda says that we really should put this issue first on the show. And Michael wants to do such and such. And this is just in the family meeting. This is not even planning the show. And when she's cooking, if you're in the kitchen with her, she'll tell you what she's doing. But I've walked in and I see her going, mm-hmm. And how much? And, oh, okay, that's a great idea. She's working with team leader, her Arcturian chef. So channeling is not just, you know, sitting there tuning into some master and writing it down. This is life, day by day. And now we're finding that Teresa and Anna are here with us, and they're doing the same thing. Oh, my higher self just said, such and such. Yeah. Oh, right. And the crystal people are talking to us. Wow, that's really interesting. So the only thing we need to change in our behavior is to acknowledge that this is what we're doing and that we're including others in our conversation. And it's really fun. So we practice, you know, we sometimes check with others and we find we just got the exact same message in the exact same words with the other people in the room. And that is really fun. So I've been getting a lot of letters about the kinds of things that we've been transmuting. So we know that all of you are really experiencing these same things too. So the things that I was mentioning, doubt, self-doubt, shame, self-hatred, but sometimes it just shows up as, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what to do next. Am I doing enough? Is this really my mission? How can this be my mission? I'm lying here in bed being sick and thinking about God. And I get lots of letters from people saying these things. Not only that, but also, of course, this has been a really difficult time for a lot of people, feeling the turbulence in the environment, feeling the turbulence in yourself. A lot of people really struggling with money issues. You know, don't know if I'm going to have my apartment next week. People are exhausted. But we keep going. And every single one of these letters that I have gotten, people say, I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't know if I can continue. I don't know what to do next. I'm at my wit's end. And then they always sign, I'm with you. I'm doing this. I'm going to keep on keeping on no matter what. And I'm just so moved and touched by these communications from so many of you. I couldn't possibly even read them all on the show because there are so many. And the echoes go around the whole community of people saying, I'm exhausted. What do we do next? Is this really happening? Did I do something wrong? Well, as Christine and Michael have said, you are incredible. You are awesome. And you are working so hard. And we are succeeding. So we need each other now. We really do. We need each other for support. We need each other for information. And of course, this is a new phase we're already starting because we feel the RV going. We feel the shift happening. And we also know in our hearts that money won't be the cure for all of the emotional and physical and psychological damage that all of us have experienced. So this is why Michael and Sananda and the others got us started long ago to do our deep diving, to get used to looking at ourselves, to share our feelings in a transparent way. Because this is what we're going to have to be aware of in others. This is where our forgiveness is going to come in. This is where we're going to be the ones who are going to lead and help others do what we've done. And they're going to be very relieved and encouraged by knowing that you do know about these things and you are aware of them. And there will be a place for all of us to step forward and talk about what we've learned and to help others learn too. So I'm going to use a letter from a dear friend, Mark, to show you what we've seen, what people are talking about, and how he just so brilliantly handled a lot of these issues. So I'll quote Mark. And so I have a conversation here. Mark wrote to us about what he was feeling, which I think probably every single person on the line is going to relate to. And I wrote back to him, and then he gave his beautiful resolution to what he'd been worrying, feeling. So I think you're going to relate to every word here. So I'll just put it in Mark's words and let you feel where he was, what he did, and how he came around to a comfortable resolution. All right, here's Mark. He says, "The ascension process is all about how much of this tsunami of love we can absorb and assimilate. This is the opportunity of a lifetime, of multiple lifetimes, but we have to do our part. They've just done their part." That's a capital T, their part. "And the spigot is wide open." Then he says, "These are the kinds of things swirling through my mind right now. In the end, I know that feelings and intuitions are at the heart of this phase. And when I listen to you on the call, I hear the feelings. I feel like I'm pulling up the rear. I wish I could translate the energy into the intensity of feeling that you're feeling. But what comes through for me are thoughts and ideas and metaphors. My feelings for my family and friends and almost everybody else have become more empathic." That's a feeling, Mark. "I believe I'm moving closer to my heart center, but I wish it were faster. I'm pretty tired, confused, and impatient. Can't you just put me in the light chamber for 3 days and let it be done?"
Yay! Bring on the light chamber.
All right. Mark, we love you. And he says, "Will you tell us more about how you're feeling?" Well, that's what we're doing today. And I wrote back to him to talk about the bringing up the rear feeling. So here's how I answered Mark, and here's how I'm answering every single one of you. Mark, you're working so hard. I want to connect with you to reassure you that you are not bringing up the rear, except in the sense that you're doing a whole planet load of work to help raise the people you've been in contact with all your life in various capacities. And many of them are just barely ready to awaken and learn what is and what's been happening on the planet. I bet you didn't let on to most people how much you knew about ascension and God and the new golden age while you were working in the business world. But still, you brought love and all your relationships, even in the most unlikely places, like the lunchroom where the workers meet, and the people who share their desk in an office, or in the grocery store, in line. So still you brought love to all your relationships, even in the most unlikely places. You have a family now who speak the same language, that's us, and who love your contributions to the family mission. You've done enormous service by being who you are, all of you, every one of you, and by bringing light into some very dark places. We're all pretty tired. We're all very tired, loves. But it isn't because we aren't succeeding. It's been a long haul, that's all. You've been steadfast, curious, funny, and best of all, you all include us in when you need some encouragement or support. We love that. And we encourage that. And we're going to be doing that more. We're all working full out right now, family. We are fulfilling the unique assignments we chose before we came here. There's a tremendous wave right now of the push through the eye of the needle energy. Keep shining in our circle of light and look to each other for connection and support as we create our enormous bright pillar of light. And keep it going all day long, and you'll know we're there with you. They can see our light beacon, we've been told, from the ships and all the heavens. We're helping to balance and increase the energies needed to tip the balance toward the RV, prosperity, GCR, and way beyond. What could be more fulfilling? Well, that's the end of my note, and I want you to hear what Mark wrote in return. Okay, I'll put a positive spin on bringing up the rear. I was recently reading a novel about a SEAL team doing a hostage rescue. As they rescued the hostages and were making their way to safety, the guy on the team who brought up the rear was the team member who has got your back. The one who is trusted to keep the bad guys at bay, help the stragglers keep up, and make sure the team accomplished its mission. He was not a lesser member of the team, just the opposite. He was one of the best warriors, whom the team had faith in to make sure they were successful, whom they trusted with their lives because he had our backs. I sort of feel this way. The other way I'm feeling is that I'm a bit of a slow learner who's playing catch up. In the feeling intuition part of the ascension journey, it's been a 35-year journey. I know that love and feelings and intuition are the key to ascension. Now, that doesn't sound like any slow learner to me. You see how we don't give ourselves credit for the real work we've done? And he says, and I watch you women with some amazement as to how you do this so naturally. Oh, Mark. Yeah, and there are a lot of men out there who are feeling the same, so we can really relate to you guys too. So, a final thought, he says. Thanks for the feedback. This is priceless to me. I am all in, Mark. Well, I read that letter because it's so similar to what I've heard from so many of you and so touching. We are creating this as we go. You can feel it in what he said and what he responded to the next letter. Each one is a step toward ascension. So here he is saying he's catching up and he's not quite, doesn't think he's quite doing it right, and he compares himself to others. Don't do that. You each are involved in your own unique, particular mission. And your mission is made up of who you are. So all we're trying to do here is to be the best we can be at being who we are. That is, doing your mission. And when we share it with each other, it's even more fun and more effective and a really happier time. So we're sticking it. You're sticking it. We're all doing our missions. And we are, well, I, Catherine, am really looking forward to this next phase where we'll be communicating with you often and keeping close, in close touch. So I'm going to pass the talking stick. Oh, wait. I want to tell you something else about Christine. We want you to know, to really, truly know, that even with sickness, even when we're tired, there's never a moment that we regret anything or feel any kind of victimization. But I want to give you just a little snapshot of how Christine does it. Uh-oh, she says, nah, it's okay. As she said to Michael a little while ago, it's okay, Michael, don't be nervous.
You'll be fine on the show.
You'll be fine on the show, right? Okay. So when she's feeling sick, she does this always. She reaches deep inside herself. Now, she probably wouldn't describe it this way, but she goes inside herself and she reaches to the place where she is love. There's still a Christine there, but she is Christine / love. There is no difference. So it's not a problem that sometimes we feel fried. These days, most of the time, all the time, in fact, we feel fried, a little jittery, a little nervous. But that's part of what we're doing, is to walk through that and share it and be love, like Christine does.
Ta-da.
Ta-da. Okay, so now I've made her thoroughly uncomfortable. I'll turn this over to Meg. Are you there, Meg? And you can...
hanging on every word.
Yeah, okay, go, Meg.
Oh, boy, my goodness. That was so rich. I was just, sometimes I forget I'm on a, I have a mic in my hand. I'm just listening, being transported, learning so much, so in gratitude and appreciation. And coughed from there a couple days ago and got back to work down here, and they kept working up there, and I've just felt my cord very strong and loving. And yeah, so one of the things about when I was up there and we were all just sort of being with whatever came up, I sort of got back here and had time to synthesize it a little bit. I felt this real awareness of the deep partnership that we are in with the Company of Heaven. Girls and guys upstairs, whatever we want to call it to make it seem like you're just touching fingers across the air. I can pretend, like we were before we came down here in this incarnation, we're like, okay, here we are. This is what needs to be done. We're going to hang out up here because we've got a vantage point that's going to be really cool, and we can see the rivers and the trees and the boulders, and we're going to see the energy here and here, and we'll be able to do a bird's eye view. And you're going to anchor with Mother Earth on the ground, and we're going to break apart this construct because it really is just an experience. We are love. We always have been love. We always will be love, period. But the experience that we're sharing together is a construct, paradigm, a matrix, whatever words we want to use. And we are bringing these thoughts and ideas and constructs and these things to the light in a deep remembrance. But it has to be on both sides, the vantage point as well as here within the construct. That we really are not in the construct. We're just playing this. But yet this partnership became so much more real to me during my time up there. When Sananda said, we're not up here sitting around waiting for y'all to make what y'all think is a mistake or to catch you
at doing something. Far contrary. We adore you to our cells and our teeth. Like, we just are loving you, period. Can't do anything to change that. Sorry if that rubs you wrong. Can't change it. But we have a bird's eye view, and y'all wanted to come here because of your particular contract, and you signed up, and your configuration, and because you just volunteered. So you have to be here to do this construct breakage. You got to live it, like Christine said. You got to live it. You got to feel it. You got to experience it. And you've got to bring it to the light. There is no shame in that. It's an honor. It's a privilege. You are courageous. So courageous. No place of guilt or blame or shame when it comes up. As Christine said, Yahtzee, look at this. We got it. We can look at it. Now I work with my family and I connect with mother and father and I bring this to the light and we break down the construct of the thought that we can ever be in any way separate from God. It was wonderful to hear in that way that went deep, that we volunteered, we're here, your particular unique makeup makes you essential to this place, what you're doing, living it, feeling it, breathing it, and then bringing it with God, to God, with all our family in transparency. It's not you. You are love. You are miraculously, courageously here to bring this to light. But the only way we can do that is living it so we can know it in our bones and choose from the core of who we are, which is love. The partnership became so real to me, so precious that they are here with nudges and guidance and our angels and wings and floating and kisses. And, yeah, some of it looks like, do you know you just did that? Yeah, it's not who you really are, but it's part of the construct. Let's go. I'm very honored. I was very excited about this piece, and I just wanted to share it with all my family out there because this has been a big part of what I am coming out of, like Catherine said. And the ability to not descend into lower dimensional vibrations of shame and blame and guilt and, you know, hiding. But this is what you were born to because you can only do it, only you, in this particular way. How sacred. And you are doing it, like Christine said. You are rocking it. It may look a little wah-wah, but it's still, you still choose. You still choose. There's never a doubt. You always choose. Thank you for doing this work with me, with us, with this place, and with the company of heaven, with your higher self, with your twin flame, with mother and father, with your masters, with your angels. Thank you. Thank you so much.
And with that,
Michael, knock, knock, we're going to call you in, dear brother. So I pass the talking stick to our beloved Michael to bring in our wonderful message for today. Welcome, dear brother.
Thank you, Meg. Another warm hello to everybody out there. Gather close. Feel our excitement. We are excited in particular for you and with you right now. No matter how good you think things are about to get, it's going to be better. The unfolding has begun. Those of you who choose to see can feel what is already happening. When you don't feel it, that is when you apply your faith and you stand strong and steady and celebrate those moments you feel it and savor the moments you don't, because the threshold you are upon, once crossed, you will never feel this particular intensity again. This is a moment to be felt, savored, noted. That is why today I bring you the light formula I do to help you in this particular moment on Earth. And here it is, this incredible light formula that when applied will heal you. When you use this formula, decide this formula, feel this formula, you magnetize the truth of who you are, which is freedom, grace, laughter, divine lit up intelligence, creativity. You quicken the displacement of any old leftover thing that wasn't that, and you immediately claim through you as you the truth of who you are. Here comes the formula. The formula of light I bring you today is and love. And love. Now, sounds simple. Perhaps you think you've heard it before. Maybe not quite in this way. You see, many of you are still struggling in a particular way. You are trying to first fix yourself and then love you. You're trying to first fix the world and then love it, or even hopefully like it. This is something else altogether. From here on out, from here on up, whatever you are doing, experiencing, also love. Now, this means if you are experiencing anger, even let's get into a little, maybe you're not full out road rage, but you're in the car and somebody truly thoughtlessly cuts you off. And that happens so much in your life, in conversation and at work and in your creative ideas that would make all of life better, cut off rudely with such a violent flash of energy. And now that you're this enlightened, you can feel it more than ever, so it feels more offensive than ever. And you feel even maybe no anger, you want to push back or you want to get away, or to simultaneously and love. And now I'm not talking about superimposing some imagined version of love. I'm talking whatever you are doing, you also love simultaneously. You don't first get it out of your system and then love. You don't race by with a dirty look and then love. Now hang on. Perhaps you choose to still race by the car and shoot the dirty look. Okay, that's a choice. Really, it is also about simultaneously being loving. Now, you might say that that is an either or. So hang with me. I am dissolving for you, with you, that that is an either or. You will either drive by and shoot a dirty look or be loving. I'm asking you to expand in a particular way that you can live so much more honestly. You see, in your life on earth, you're not trying to do away with life in the dimension you are. Ascension, your mission, is to bring light to that. Within that, it isn't even a subtle difference. If you are waiting until you raise yourself up enough to never have any of those feelings or experiences or thoughts, and then you will be able to love yourself better, love your family better, be more patient, or any of the qualities that you recognize as love. It is not subtle. It is the loop that you are caught in. The way to jump out of the loop, the way to just short-circuit the loop, is to love simultaneously. It's not an either-or. It's not, I feel bad about myself, I've got to start feeling good, and then I'll be able to go further. It's not, I see what I did, I'm ready to fix that. Even the fix, perhaps you've associated that as love. That's not what I'm talking about. Love and fear. As was described, Christine was fearful and admitting it, getting ready for the show today. She takes so earnestly the role of messenger, wanting so much for you all to be supported. And the message to be crystal clear, full only of the Master's presence. So during that fear, she was also finding a way to love by laughing at herself, sweetly, by joking with me, comforting me that I not be nervous for the show, by being truthful to her family around her. I know I'm intense this morning. I'm really scared about the show. It isn't doing away with the condition. That will happen organically, automatically, once you apply love. Love and disappointment. Now, I say it isn't subtle, but it finding a way to do it will be your very artistry of life. It is your creativity and your uniqueness best expressed when you bring love and love to all things. Really take the opportunity in your life to see what it is you do instead of love. Those are the places that you withhold love from yourself and your world. When you find them, and if you willingly look, they will suddenly be blaring. Mm-hmm. Skip altogether the phase of, oh, was I doing that? No. Feel what you feel. The feeling of shame comes up. Yes, it's about, okay, this is a no-shame zone, and I don't need to feel that anymore. The formula I give you applied is the fastest transmutation. And love. I was selfish. And love. Now, sometimes you're going to have to play with this one. Once you get it, it will light up in your world. You will suddenly become extremely clear of all the places where you were not doing and love. And this is, I used my words so intentionally. It is a light formula. Bringing light to a situation that was blurred for many of you intentionally by the dark regime's setup. It's either this or that. Duality. Mm-hmm. The extremes. No. It is this, that, and love. Fear and love. Shame and love. Exhaustion and love. If you stop fighting your behaviors and instead look for this, a way to apply this light formula, you will experience immediate and growing ease. Laughter will return to your small, stressful pockets of the day. You don't have to do anything else. This formula applied sets it all in motion. Your healing, your relief, your ascension. And what a compassionate way to view what this has all been about. Not only your experiences, but soon there will be such revelations in the world. And how will you all face that? There are so many dark items that will come to be made public. Begin now in your own life with the investigation and the decision to and love. Running late for work, got hit by a car, and love. Not later, not after, in the midst of all things. Then, as these tremendous changes come about, and they are already in motion, I assure you, you will naturally be the leader of love, able to show the community what and love looks like. When you're not sure how to do the and love, there are plenty of the trusty tools you already have, such as calling the brilliant consciousness of the violet fire, such as connecting with your ascended family, such as your heart song. If you don't know what I mean when I say that yet, that would be a good place to start your investigation. You can choose a quality of love you're exceptionally good at. Seeing the humor in things. Being relaxed in the midst of crisis. Whatever your strengths are, that's a good go-to as you begin and love. This is a conscious light formula that when applied will also work with you. You will learn quickly and discover a treasure trove if you have the, well, humility to investigate what I bring you today. Love and laugh, truly one of my favorites. Love and sing. This is not practical. This is too silly. I'm at work. I still have a lot of things to do. And love. Find your way. This is the artistry of your life. This is direct ascension. Here's a good one. This one is going to make every excuse forever and ever fall by the wayside. Whatever's going on, and you choose and love, and you're not even sure what that means or if Michael has really gotten it right this time. It seems too simple, or I'm already doing that, or sort of trite, or I am giving you a living light formula. And here's the one that you may always use when you're unsure how to and love. First, notice if you don't want to. And if that's the case, the surefire fix is do and love in the form of service. Service to others, service to family, service to earth, service to your dear self. Genuine service is always and love. It means what? You are going to expand, not collapse. You are going to widen your attention. You are going to notice who is around you. What is it that would serve their heart open to love in this moment? You will so quickly be in and love, and so permanently, and the treasure trove I've spoken of will open to you. And you will be calling me to tell me of your discoveries, because this is what your heart has longed for. Let's apply it to life right now. Why don't we? Otherwise known for many of you as the coming Freedom and Prosperity programs and the imminent revaluation, global currency reset, RVGCR, come to dinner, Harvey.
Yeah.
We hope you're excited. We are. You have been given so many lessons, learning opportunities, necessities, kind of a heavenly obstacle course to master in order to prepare for going, not just because of prosperity. You are loving, giving beings. But to go from the level of debt slavery and control so very quickly to utter freedom, that was what needed the extra preparation. And you have done so well. We've given you many insights and trainings that you have taken and turned into a garden of love, blooming full, ready to give already. You didn't wait. You are ready now to give full speed with wisdom and love. So to add love all the way through, it isn't just to the hard moments of life. What have you been doing? Well, at each learning precipice around healing the terrible pain and suffering of debt slavery of every kind, not just financial, of course, you have included love. You have worked on your humanitarian projects and love. That is most of all what has brought you through. So as you go to your redemption appointments, as you experience this transition that you have so well prepared for, include this light formula I bring you today. In the midst of the joy, even more love. That is what will be your roadmap from now on. Truthfully, in the paradigm that was, you did get clobbered if you dared to stand as love in an open and obvious way. It is no longer the case. It is no longer the truth of the day on earth. When we tell you, when we reflect back what you have achieved, what we have all achieved together, it has already shifted. It is for you to claim that shift and show to others what has occurred. God has declared freedom on earth. And it is so. many new circumstances will now come to you. And you have the key. Your willingness to just look and see, how can I, and love, how? You don't even have to know the how. Your desire for that alone. You will meet all kinds of people at all different levels of awakening and may not look so awakening. Apply this for them. You will hear all kinds of stories, from famous politicians to actors to athletes to your neighbor down the street. The coming revelation will be more than you even think. To help transition Earth through this, and love will be paramount. You must include it. We triumph. Thank you, family. We will be here every week. I encourage you to write in questions to be compiled to Catherine, Christine, and Meg. We will come and answer your questions. We know that helps, and we know that this is an important time for you to both feel our support and stand strong. On behalf of Mother and Father and the Company of Heaven, I am Archangel Michael, and we love you.
Just to make your dreams come true.
I just thought you would like to know that I would climb the highest tree just to make your dream.
Life.